The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomas Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Timothy Cayetano, and today I'm joined by a man that has been, well, I would say leading the game in, you know, Hawaii. And he is a highly accomplished professional, and he is dedicated to giving the best service there is. This professional is all about growth and all about exceptional customer service. You must be wondering, who am I talking about? Well, he is all the way in Hawaii, a place that I actually want to visit real soon. His name is Andrew Lighthizer. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Aloha, Tim. Thanks for having me on, and excited to, tell my story and get to know everyone.
Oh, well, man, I'm so happy to have you on the podcast today. You know, I've been seeing what you've been doing, and it's really inspiring. And I think a lot of agents are going to be inspired by, how you've been a successful agent in Hawaii. But, before we go in on that, I think a lot of people want to know, who is Andrew? You know, how did Andrew get into real estate? Can you tell me who Andrew is and your real estate story, man?
Yeah, sure. So, I grew up in Minnesota. My dad was in the military, so I bounced around, traveled quite a bit. Yeah. Career, so I got my real estate license back in 2014. So I was about 29 years old, and in my early 20s, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I've always been in the service industry, wanted to be able to help. I've been in sales. So the previous jobs that I had, it was working for me, but it wasn't exactly, gratifying, from what I did. I was in, sales, but I didn't feel like I was servicing people to the way, that I felt good and genuine. And my mother has been a real estate investor here in Hawaii for quite some time. So, and with my background, I love to, being able to travel in my younger years with my dad being in the military. I love, getting to know the different cultures of, the states, of the world, understanding people. So real estate is just one of those avenues where, especially in Hawaii, we're in the Pacific Ocean in the center, and it's a very diverse culture. So being a realtor there, I get to meet, people from all over the world, get to hear their story, and more importantly, learn how they invest through real estate. And so it also, helps me, as an investor to, understand from, other investors, get to hear their stories, their wrongs. And then with real estate, it's a business where I like to have in control, where no one, dictates my future and control. So if I fail at what I do in real estate, I can only blame myself, look at the mirror. Hey, what do you got to do to succeed, get better? And I'm just I love getting better, whatever it is, professionally, as a person. So real estate is something where I have the control to dictate what I can control. And then I'm confident enough with my hard work ethic and then, genuine care. What motivates me is fear of letting people down. They rely on me, to go over the contract, give them advice in real estate. And I take it to heart. I'm a very loyal person. And, to have someone to trust me with all the money that they're willing to spend, to me is nothing more gratifying. And, being there and then developing relationships with them. So to me, with what I've experienced throughout my life, real estate is by far the perfect profession for me.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. And, I never thought of it, like that. And it's a powerful statement because, I think we sometimes just see every, you know, sale or purchase as a transaction. But these are people that have, you know, saved their money, I mean, probably for the longest time, and are trusting you. They're trusting you with that responsibility, you know, and making the best decision for them. And, you know, I just want to find out from you, like, when you first got into real estate, did the thought of, you know, I don't want to let these people down, like, this is a hard-earned money. Did you feel like it ever slowed you, or it motivated you to actually give the best service that you can to your clients?
Yeah, good question. It motivated me. You know, I don't, you know, I played sports. I know how important it is in team camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do your part. And when they, you know, someone trusts me with the hard work, because it's a lot of money on the line, savings, and for me to be able to guide them. And then I don't make decisions for them. You know, my job is, and I'm not here to, you know, persuade, but to advise on what your options are. I want to educate them. How do I communicate with them? I want to get to know their personality. Some people are more visual learners. Some people are more analytical. So to me, you know, the psychology, the sociology of people, how they learn. So I want to get to know them. And by knowing them, I can direct, you know, whatever form of communication, you know, how I, whatever I do, you know, my interest is out of it. All I really think about and care about is, okay, how can I best help you? And more importantly, communication is extremely important, just because, you know, we don't want to make any mistakes. So I want to make sure what's the best way I can communicate with you so that properly we can grow our relationship and, you know, be happy with, you know, the type of investment or home that you end up selecting.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's amazing, man. And, you know, my question to you is, you know, it first starts off with this, because when I think of Hawaii, I think vacation. I'm thinking, you know, shades, coconuts, you know, just sitting under the sun and, you know, enjoying my vacation. But you decided you want to become a realtor, not only a realtor, an investor. Why Hawaii?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So unfortunately, my younger years, my parents separated when I was about six. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, I always learn from my mistakes. So at the age of six, I learned at a very young age, nothing is guaranteed. You know, you can lose something. So I really appreciate, you know, I've learned, you know, I'm 39 years old now, but I try to appreciate everything, because you just never know what you're going to lose. So losing, you know, my parents at that, or, you know, my mother. So she ended up moving to Hawaii, to answer your question. I grew up with my dad, loved my dad. He raised, you know, two boys all by himself, had three jobs. So I learned a lot from him with hard work and, you know, dedication. But yeah, so I grew up in Minnesota, but I just didn't find anything that I, you know, a future in Minnesota, and I want to get to know my mom more. So that was part of the reason why I came to Hawaii. You know, the weather is great, but it was just more to, you know, get to know her a little bit. And then, you know, just when I came out here too, I was selfish, because I was very young, in my early 20s. I didn't know, you know, most people at that age don't know what to do. You're still, you know, a baby, but I was very driven, where, you know, I had to look, you know, 5-10 years if I want to raise a family, or, you know, be able to retire at an earlier age. I just didn't want any distractions. So Hawaii was, you know, I get to see my mom, but a place where, you know, yeah, you're right, it's a place of vacations, but I went there for business. And so I took it seriously, didn't, you know, really try to create any friends, just because I just had to figure out what I had to be selfish for the first time in my life. And that was it, is to be able to have a career and, you know, support, you know, my loved ones.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, man. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, from a very young age, you had a mindset of a winner, and it that is truly inspiring. Now, you know, I've heard,
thank you.
I've heard you're welcome, man. I've heard a couple of people, say, hey, you're gonna have Andrew on the podcast. You're gonna have the king of Waikiki. I was like, wait, king of Waikiki? You're like, yes, you know, very big in investments there, you know, and that's one thing that I want to get to know a bit more. You know, Can you just tell me, how has a real estate investment been in Hawaii, more especially in Waikiki? Is it do you find it challenging? And what is the story behind that?
Yeah, so I mean, Waikiki, so investing or having demand for Waikiki, first of all, is pretty easy. It's a global resort destination. A lot of people, when they come to Hawaii, they're visiting, then all of a sudden they're thinking about getting real estate. You get a lot of folks from colder type weathers that would, when the winter time, they don't like the winter, so they love, vacationing to Hawaii. Now, what's very unique about Waikiki and Oahu as an investor is that so out of the 50 states, Hawaii is the only state that's surrounded by a body of water. So you always hear in the real estate world, location, location, location. Not only we have one of the most beautiful weather in the world, we're the most isolated, so we get very purified air. So you get like folks from like California, which is our largest mainland buyers. Well, the air quality isn't all that great there. So for health reasons, a lot of people come to Hawaii and they've actually extended their lives longer because not only you get beautiful weather, you're psychologically always happier. The people here are great. The food is great. You got to be careful, with what type of food because you can gain some weight, but it's very dynamic, and so we're more of an appreciation state. So a lot of people look at cash flows, but it's hard to, you can't get everything, So Hawaii, because there's so much demand, it's a higher entry level to get into the market. But since they've been collecting sales data since 1986, condos have appreciated by 5%, just under 5% per year. So meaning, you purchase something, you hold it for maybe quite some time. You're generally gonna, have a good amount of equity because of, historical data. And then just there's not enough land. We have limited land, so much buyers. We're not just dependent on, buyers in a certain area. We have people all over the world that are looking, trying to invest. So you just have a lot more. It's just simple economics of supply and demand. So we have high demand, low inventory.
And as a real estate agent, like, what would you say is the age group that is purchasing property or homes in Hawaii right now?
Well, for like investors and like specifically in Waikiki, you get all sorts of, different age demographics. So you'll get folks that are, especially since like the pandemic time, it's more work from home with tech. So I do get quite a few young, maybe mid-20s, late 20s, that have made a lot of money, in stocks or some sort of investments in the tech industry. And if you can work from anywhere in the world, work from home, Hawaii is a very high destination. So we've been getting a lot of folks now, even more in the Midwest states where it's a little bit further away, but Hawaii is such an exotic location where, they can work from home, have the means to do so. So they'll spend maybe, a few months in Hawaii. And then what are they thinking about is, well, how do I pay for my expenses when I'm back in, California or, along in the East Coast? Is so you look for short-term rentals, which will provide higher rates. And there's a good demand because we don't have an off-season. So we have people traveling all over the world. So like, for instance, if you're in the South Hemisphere in Australia in the summertime, it's their wintertime. So they like coming here in the summertime. That's when the kids are, summer school. So we have just a high demand of just different types of opportunities for these types of investors. And then age groups, you got retirees that are, looking to maybe retire here. So they'll plan on getting some sort of investment while they come visit here multiple times a year. And when they go back home, now they have a, maybe a, retirement home, here as well. So, but the age demographic, it is, pretty all over. But you still have a lot of the baby boomers. They're the largest, real estate investors. So that generation is probably dominating when we talk about age groups.
And what would you say to people that are looking into investing and getting investment properties? What's your advice? What should they look out for when they're trying to purchase an investment property in Hawaii?
Yeah, so here in Hawaii, we have a lot of condo. We're actually the first state to originate condos.
Oh.
So we have a lot of inventory of condos that were built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So when you're looking to invest in, in Hawaii, Waikiki, one of the first things I educate my clients in is, well, the age of the building, how well are they managed? Because some of the buildings, if you have the wrong board that are very conservative, didn't want to increase the maintenance fees to, fund future projects. Like you're getting a lot of buildings that need pipe replacement projects, which is a very large expense to a homeowner. So if an outside, people, someone that's not looking or never invested in Hawaii, you got to understand what your expenses are. So those are things that I properly, educate them on, like, hey, this building maybe not have done their plumbing project. And but if the price is right and they understand, hey, their monthly dues could be higher because they need to finance the future cost of the building. So really getting to know what the consumer wants and then be able to, we're matchmakers. So, I know the inventory of, my neighborhoods very well. So it's just understanding what the needs and wants are. So you're just checking boxes of, pros and cons, because not everything is gonna, work out, but what's gonna be the best fit for you? And then if you're comfortable with it, then we can proceed with, submitting an offer and then
Okay.
closing it.
All right. Thank you for that, man. And Andrew, I have the million-dollar question right now. I don't know if that's the question that a lot of people ask in Hawaii, but all around people are asking, is this the right time to buy a house? Some people have been waiting and waiting, and there hasn't been really much changes. I would say maybe not for the good. But in your opinion, is this the right time to buy a house, more especially in Hawaii?
Yeah, no, very good question. That is a million-dollar question too. But it all goes back to what situation and motivation that your situation is, and then if it is. But outside looking in, I don't say this just to because I'm in real estate. Yeah, if you're a finance buyer, the interest rates are higher. But depending, so if you're a home owner occupant type of buyer, you can refinance once the rates goes down. So the leverage is well, there's less competition out here for buyers with the, maybe not a lot of buyers can, afford to buy or want to buy because of the higher interest rates. So, but there's been a lot of projections with the election year, and then historically in 2025, when, the rates generally go down, a lot of the forecast rates will go down later this year and then into 2025. So, but once the rates get down, let's say 5%, you're going to get so much more competition as buyers because then they can qualify. So I like to, I like to have more options. So if I'm a buyer and I'm actually looking to invest in a property myself right now where there's less competition out there, I can, get a lower price on, what I'm looking to buy, because you're either going to be paying the seller more or the bank more. It's a yin and yang. Sometimes you can time it where it's in the middle. We had that a couple of years ago. But so just timing the market, I think, it is advantage, because if you want to get a lower price, and then especially here in Hawaii, once those when there's more demand and buyers out there, you're going to see a nice increase in, in demand, and then also pricing, you're going to be paying for a higher price. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've heard it. You've heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. I just have a couple of questions before I let you go, Andrew. I know the Icons of Real Estate has become the go-to for, real estate agents or people aspiring to be real estate agents. And we always like to get tips and advice from, professionals such as yourself on how to become not just a good or great, or how to become a top producing agent. What are your tips and advice for agents or people looking to become real estate agents?
Yeah, a good question. And there's no real secret formula. It's really, just working hard, and putting the hours in. You got the Malcolm Gladwell, the 10,000 hours, but you also got to be passionate of what you do. It's hard to put in those hours if you're just forcing it. So I really, truly enjoy what I do in real estate. So like me putting in the time, it doesn't, it doesn't feel like time to me. I can work 10 hours straight and, I'm just trying to help, the next person. So to me, it's very easy. It comes naturally because I thoroughly enjoy, I get to know, many different parts. But as, when you start out, you got to properly, you got to try. Don't be afraid to, don't be afraid to not try or make mistakes. And that's the beauty of life is when you make mistakes, you grow, you learn, you get better. So if this is real estate is something you're really passionate about, it's just putting the hard work, educating yourself, being kind, and listening to your consumers. I think you can really succeed in real estate.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And I think people out there are listening, I have another question. Yes. The King of Waikiki. I know you're very involved in real estate investments right now. And just before we let you go, we want to know what is going on in Waikiki right now. I mean, do you have any projects or listings we should know about? Because I think you've definitely sold us on moving to Hawaii now, and now we want to know, what does Andrew have? What's going on, and can we jump in?
Yeah, so the beauty of Waikiki, you have all sorts of different price range. So I have some listings that it's a different type of real estate. I'm happy to explain. It's a leasehold property, but you can actually get a real estate investment or home for about $100,000, which is quite unique. But there's a lot to go into that that I can't fully go over. It'll take some time, but happy to go more in depth. And then, I do have a penthouse listing with a couple other realtors that we're teaming up on. So it's a penthouse, grand penthouse at the Ritz-Carlton. It's just under 17 million. So if you're looking for like a corporate retreat or something very exotic, nice five-star hotel, we do have something like that for under 17 million. But there's price ranges and all sorts. So especially in Waikiki, you can't go wrong. You get to come and enjoy the beautiful weather, the culture, the people, and then you can make some good money, investing in Waikiki as well.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Andrew. Now, I know people are listening and they're like, okay, I heard what Andrew just said, but I want to reach out to him and get a bit more information. Or some people just want to reach out so they can get to learn a thing or two from you. How can people find you?
I am on Instagram. It's something that I just started maybe about 8 months ago. So at andrew.lighthizer. So that's my French name, last name. You can catch me on the social. My mobile number, if you want to give that out, an email, however it is, you can go on Zillow and type in my name. I'll pop up right on the top.
All right, so we will just make sure that we add Andrew's details right at the bottom so you can actually reach out to him. Andrew, this has been amazing. I just feel like we just didn't have enough time. We didn't have enough time, so maybe we might bring you back so you can just tell us a bit more, because I believe that there's so much you have to teach when it comes to real estate investing, especially with the market in Hawaii. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. I know you're a very busy man. I know the king is up and about, and we really appreciate you taking the time to educate us today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Tim. We're very honored and happy to be back anytime if you need. All right.
All right. So if you were listening and you got this far, thank you so much. And if this really added value to you, please just share with a friend or two. Or if this was such an amazing episode for you, you can always rewind this. Till we meet again next time, it has been Timothy Caetano on the Icons of Real Estate podcast. I'll see you. Bye.